Warning, the following content contains sounds. It has been shown that some sapiens of the Homo have episodic memory towards some sounds, therefore forming a bad reaction to certain sounds. Nevertheless, the sounds we use are only to mock actions and notions, which are, of course, ridiculous. We are not mocking the people who have them. No, no, no. Because you know in time, you may change what you do and change what you think. Having said that, this is Correlation Sensation, a show where I talk about your mother's mammalian protuberances. Yes, yes. They come in all sorts of shapes, colors, and textures, and smells. But of course, we will proceed to something more important.
That's a new one I learned.
Yak magalaga.
Honey ho?
Yes, honey ho. Episode 86. Wait, no, we already did that, huh?
Yeah, it's 87.
Yeah. Hey, boy.
Yeah.
Did you check Twitter out?
What'd you do this time?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
We got someone who's doing a review on us.
Oh, was it good or bad? But any publicity is good publicity.
I don't know about that, but his name is M.I. Canceled.
Oh, why is that?
Well, he does reviews and sees if people would get canceled, I'd imagine.
Oh, what happened? What was our verdict?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Oh.
He hasn't put it up yet, at least, I don't think.
Oh. Did he have any concerns before they started?
All I know is that he's looking to see if someone would be able to survive in 2 days. PC world, which is always changing.
Yes, and ever evolving.
Yeah, evolving.
Yes.
Do you know what we do today?
What?
We do the mammalary bodies.
Oh, yes, I remember you going mamma, 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 mamma over and over again one time.
Mamma, 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 mammalary, mamma, 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 mammalary. I want to find your mammalary bodies. Touch them down below. I want to squeeze your mammalary bodies. They're what I love. Squeeze them, please. Get on your knees. And lick them, please.
I don't think they'd survive if you squeeze them.
No, probably not. You get some
disease. Turn into Swiss cheese or cottage cheese.
I don't think that's how that one works.
No, I'm just saying they'd be squashed.
Yeah, more like smooshed grapes. Void, you playing footsie with the plastic bag?
No, Ozzy's over here doing cat things.
Oh, can you take my plastic bag away from my black pussy?
Yes. Here you go, Gorky. Okay, sorry, Ozzy. I know bags are fun to play with.
The nut gatherer is away again.
Oh, you must be so depressed.
Yeah. She's out there with Tom Nye. Who knows what they do?
I don't know, I think I saw him frolicking in the park when I drove by.
Man, I think you got a special jar for him. What the fuck is that?
Sorry, we have random animals doing random animal things. Cats be mischief.
Yes,
oh,
random.
I don't play with anything. Oh, I'll go play with the box.
Maybe I got stabbed by a knife, maybe I didn't, but you have to open up the box. Ah, ha, ha. So, there's not much on the person credited for finding this object. As a matter of fact, I only found a couple brief mentions of the one named Jay Casario.
Jay Casario.
Casario.
Casario, there we go.
In Latin, the mammillary bodies are corpus mammillare.
I've heard that before.
If you look at the corpus mammillare sometimes, it may look like someone's looking into the genitalia or the internal organs of the female sapien of the Homo.
Hence the name Mam. Mammillary.
Prior to the studies done, way back in 1609, way before the 19 and 1800s, where the microscopes were a newer invention, a nasty, dirty human named Jay Casario saw these two gems called the mammillary bodies by him, where his correlation sensation had him thinking about two bazoogles.
What a lucky guy.
The titties of the brain. Now we know.
No wonder we have titties on the brain all the time.
Okay. That's why?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe it's just probably the biological urges in our brain.
Or maybe because everybody was on the boobies when they were little. Everyone who got the boobie, of course. Some people got the bottle. Poor bottle-fed ones. Well, maybe not. Maybe they don't get distracted so much by the boobs. But
yeah, their preference.
Now we know, or at least I hope we know, that Thomas Willis had called the two sets of protuberances connecting your auditory and visual information to your cerebellum, which is the miniature brain or the butt of your brain, for processing balance information from the sensations. They were called, by Thomas Willis, the testes and the buttocks.
All right.
Yeah, this brings us to the breasts, the bosoms of the brain. These are beautiful, voluptuous pair of knockers attached to what is called the fornix. It's a highway of nerve fibers, also called a tract. Transmits data from various parts of the limbic system. Whoa. Now, if I want to cut the brain down the middle, from the anterior to the posterior, it's called a sagittal cut, separating the two hemispheres. You can see the beauty of the brain in all its half-wholeness. You will also be able to see the extension from the anterior column of the fornix, if you cut it just right, which goes to the tits of the brain.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. There is some controversy on what constitutes a part of the brain as part of the limbic system, and what does not. Some people refer to the mammillary bodies as part of the brainstem, which makes sense, since these objects that piqued Jay Casario's interest are connected to the top portion of the brainstem, also known as the midbrain. One thing is certain is that these boobies of the brain are well connected. We have a connection extending from the superior part of the mammillary bodies towards the anterior nucleus of the thalamus. This is logically named the mammalothalamic tract. Meanwhile, coming out of the back of your brain's breasts is the mammalotegmental tract, which is the connection the mammillary protuberances have to the anterior portion of your midbrain. Tegmentum is Latin for covering, which is the anterior portion of your midbrain, where the tectum, also known as the roof, containing the superior and inferior colliculi, also known as the testes and the buttocks of your brain. You okay there? You're checking your watch?
No, dude, it keeps on beeping at me. It keeps on thinking I'm trying to ask it a question.
Yeah?
So I'm like, no, stop it.
Yeah?
Yes. It's going off on your beautiful, sexy voice.
Maybe it's just not used to, you know, being still for a while, being on your wrist and all.
No, it's just... masturbation joke. Very, very funny. You look at me and grin and feed the geese.
Oh, we don't have any geese in here. Probably get in a fight with the cat.
Or the many dogs you have. Sorry, he's flabbing my throat.
That's okay, take your time. You want some of these?
What is it?
Zinc, vitamin C, and elderberry.
Is it in water? Do you...
You put it in water and it fizzes up. Whoa.
Oh.
You want a sparkly drink, Void?
Yes, please.
Zinc is also good for some people.
Yes.
It lowers your lipid levels.
Lipid levels? What are lipid levels?
HDL and LDL.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the ones that are linked to heart disease.
Oh, yes.
Some people's genetics have them creating a hemoglobin that covers free-floating testosterone, which is not good for muscle growth or testicles. One second.
Okay. Intermission.
Gonna get you the water.
Okay, thank you.
The water I got for you.
All right. Oh.
Here you go. Break it up. Makes it dissolve faster.
Excellent.
No, just the other water bottle. I didn't poison that one.
Oh, what?
Ah, just fucking with you. Put that one on my anus.
Well, as long as the inside didn't get anything, I think it'd be okay.
It was juicy and wet. You know water can travel through the threads of the bottle, right? You can poison people that way.
Oh.
Just dissolve your toxin of choice.
I think it's called boofing, isn't it, when you do alcohol that way?
Up the bot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about boofing.
Oh.
Go boof yourself.
Don't boof yourself, children. It's bad.
What is up with you in telling children not to boof themselves?
Sorry, it's a bad habit. I just refer to people that are listeners as our little brain children.
You're like Chef off of South Park. Okay, children.
Hey, Chef.
Anyways. Not only are the fun bags of the brain connected to the brainstem in thalamus, they're also connected to the hippocampus, being a part of what is called the Papez circus. Circuit.
Surface or circus?
I meant circuit.
Okay. I know sometimes we can act like clowns, but it's no reason to do a circus.
Come on, Vorin. Pitch a tent for the boobs of the brain.
Sorry for you people scared of clowns.
Oh, clown time.
I had a coworker scared of clowns. Clowns. She would always hand me stuff, and she'd just have her eyes closed and arms out, and she's like, take it away. She once saw a clown have a heart attack in front of her.
Pleasurable moments brought to you by Void.
It was very traumatizing. She didn't know if the clown died or not.
Ah. Yeah, so back to the Papez circus, not circus.
Hey, I got the joke for you. What did the cannibal say to the other cannibal? This clown tastes funny.
The Papez circus was named by someone who described this area centuries after Jacob's area. But it's very important for us to understand the anatomy of this region, for there are connections describing the hippocampal information traveling from your brains bosom to the anterior thalamic nuclei, because there's always pairs in the brain.
That's kind of an odd fruit to be in the brain.
What?
Oh, you mean pairs, as in like a pair of shoes. Gotcha. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, you were talking about pears?
Yeah.
I could go for a pear right about now.
Have you ever had a juicy pear?
I haven't had a dry one.
Well, I think it's a different kind, but there's also a way you can make candied pears. They're really good, too.
Candied pears?
Mm-hmm.
Pears are already sweet.
I know, but you can bake them, and then they turn into a kind of a dessert-like thing naturally, so you can add less sugar, and it will be sweeter.
So anyways, the anterior thalamic nuclei, it then goes to your cingulate gyrus, which is just above your corpus callosum, which is that tough body. The cingulate gyrus is the most medial part of your cortex, and then deep in relation of all the other gyri. It's literally the border between your rest of your cortex and the rest of the good inner bodies inside the brain. The hippocampus and the cingulate gyrus are what borders the cerebrum, with the rest of the gyri wrapping around it. The fornix emerges dorsally and superiorly in relation to the hippocampus, as a tapering output tract of axons that travel anteriorly, only to head inferiorly in the front outer portion of the limbic system. penetrating the hypothalamus, going to the mammillary bodies. The pair of fornix actually merge together at the top of the structure, only to separate when they head both anteriorly and inferiorly. With all these connections, it's safe to assume the mammillary bodies are part of memory storing and allocation, both in episodic and spatial memory. Since we just open up the connection the titties have on the rest of your brain and on memory and storage consolidation, we will talk about the first topic we covered on the podcast called drugs. Remember, Void?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
So long ago.
The drug most linked to damaging this part of the brain is alcohol. Oh, it's linked to thiamine deficiency. Notice to be achieved when someone has engulfed enough alcohol that they don't consume enough real food that has thiamine in it. And damage occurs to the tits of your brain. Poor titties.
Yeah, they can die from alcohol withdrawal.
Yes, but this has to do with a deficiency of vitamin B1.
Oh.
Thiamine. As a matter of fact, some people have speculated that alcohol inhibits the absorption of vitamin B1. This disease from this deficiency is called Korsakoff syndrome. Source 5 indicates that the brain uses thiamine to break down sugar for energy, while source 6 indicates thiamine is also good for myelinating the nerve axons in production of neurotransmitters.
Yeah, so it makes you more snappier.
Snappier?
Well, I mean, your neurons are able to quicker response.
If you have vitamin B1.
Yeah.
Yeah, Korsakoff's is the opposite of that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Although Korsakoff syndrome is linked to extreme cases of the abuse of the drug called alcohol, AIDS, chronic infections, cancer, and poor diet have also been linked to this disease, since it has to do with a lack of vitamin B1. Korsakoff syndrome is also noted for following another disorder when one does not recover from the disease called Wernicke encephalopathy.
Ooh.
Wernicke and Korsakoff are two sapiens of the Homo that were born in the 1800s, and I find it unfair to really get into this collection of diseases. Yeah, which would be called Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome. Korsakoff syndrome is linked to the inability of recalling memory and creating new memory, primarily impacting the formation of memory, allowing for disturbances in recalling the memories that would happen after one achieves the great moment of Korsakoff syndrome. Since Wernicke syndrome is seen as a root for the Korsakoff syndrome, it is apparent to me that there are multiple branches that come from Wernicke syndrome, and one of them is called Korsakoff. Wernicke actually impacts more of the brain. Man, this is a short episode, Void.
Why is that?
Because that was it.
Really?
We covered the anatomy of the mammillary bodies, since Jay Casario was not really commonly talked about. And the next guy who talks about hysteria and problems with the women in their uterus, who made this book on the impairment of consciousness. I think there's actually a documentary on it. He was apparently so bad that many people called him a charlatan. Let's not do that. That'd just be another footnote on people thinking that women's reproductive organs have to do with, you know.
Who?
Yeah, we could talk about the one named Robert Burton next week.
All right.
Yeah, if you like this short, snappy episode, that's good for you. Usually they're twice as long, if not longer.
How long is this one so far?
24 minutes long.
Oh, short and snappy.
Yeah, really short and snappy, like someone snapped your britches.
Oh, yes.
So how was your week?
Good. I was kind of sick. I got tested. Was not COVID. It was terrible cold going around. So that's good. I had to take 2 days off work because I could barely move. I had to go to a drive-thru, and I had to stick the thing up my nose myself. It wasn't hard, but it was pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, did you get all the way in the back?
No, you got to do it one inch up your nose and then push it in further and swirl it around for 15 seconds each nostril.
You know the test I like?
What?
The one where I hock loogies into the bottle.
all for DNA?
Yeah. I go down to the bum across the street, and he says, oh, I'll give you a free test. And I said, hell yeah. Makes me spit in a bottle. And then he drinks it up, and he tells me.
I mean, you aren't really gaining anything, and he's getting all the prosperous. What does he tell you?
Tells me if it tastes like COVID or not.
So he's playing Oogie Woogie with you.
What's Oogie Woogie?
You ever seen that South Park where all the kids get sick and they try and get everyone sick by playing Oogie Woogie and Kyle's mom makes up a game by spitting in each other's mouth?
Oh, they were trying to give Kyle chicken pox.
I got them naturally when I was 3.
Yeah, you play Oogie Woogie to get them?
No, just
from that's natural.
From families.
Your families played Oogie Woogie?
No. I just got it from a play, and I remember staying home, and it actually wasn't that bad. And then a year later, my friend got it, but we were like, at least now we got it, so I don't have to worry about shingles.
Oh, yes, you do.
Well, it's less prominent.
You can still get shingles. I got inoculated when I was a baby.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Ozzy's messing with the clamp again. He likes messing with everything. Bags, clamps.
You don't hear about what COVID did?
What's that?
He accomplished exactly what you and Purple said wouldn't happen.
What?
He would mutate it, and it wouldn't be something that people could not get.
Well, they could still get it if they're vaccinated.
Yeah.
It's just they won't die.
Some people still die.
I know, but it helps protect you more.
Yeah.
Even from the variants.
Yeah. Can't wait to see what COVID does next.
Hopefully stops this, but the world is turning around, hopefully.
Well, I mean, the world's not going to stop its laws of physics in action over a damn virus.
No, I meant people coming to a realization we have to be more careful.
Or maybe we just got to keep on going. Keep on keeping on.
It seems Ozzy has gotten attached to me again. Jesus. You pretty, pretty cat.
Yeah, you like petting my pussy.
Oh, she just scratched me. Didn't mean to touch you. So what you got going on next week?
Oh, not much. Got a birthday party to go to.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. It's a Franny the Banani.
Oh.
And then, that's about it.
Hey. Yo. He's so pokey.
Yeah. Had to throw him across the room one time.
Ah! He just climbed up my leg.
Yeah, he knows to avoid me now. Yeah, he won't be clawing me anytime soon. You know, it's funny. I used like 7 sources for this episode, and this episode was really short.
It happens.
So if you like this podcast episode, like, subscribe, and share. Show everywhere that you're a true fan.
And you can get the shirt. One of the little minions walked in, and he was wearing a shirt.
What? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
When was this?
When he was walking back and forth.
Was it the milk rocker? Or the rock milker?
I don't know. Your cat just jumped all the way across my lap.
You just let him do it, too.
There you go. You okay, buddy? Maybe he won't do it anymore after I tossed him.
Yeah. Yeah, last week we did not put the baby song for the episode.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I was like, whoops, sorry, wrong song.
The editor, he fucked up and rushed it.
Oh.
That bastard.
Wasn't that you?
No.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
That was Mr. Thompson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Frank Thompson.
Oh, okay, so not the Gorky Pool.
No, not me at all. No, definitely not. I should get Tom Nye to do it. Frank Thompson fucked up.
Don't you think about it.
This should definitely be the baby song by Groove Some 1, 2, 3 made up by the Squirrel Hunter.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I was like, wait, the song is wrong.
Yeah, yeah, I know. We leave in peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Shown that some sapiens of the Homo have episodic memory towards some sound. Therefore, forming a bad reaction to certain sounds. Nevertheless, the sounds we use are only to mock actions and notions, which are, of course, ridiculous. We are not mocking the people who have them. No, no, no. Because you know, in time, you may change what you do and change what you think. Having said that, this is correlation sensation. Sure.